Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on 105.3 The Fan. We are days, ladies and gentlemen, days away from Dallas Cowboys training camp getting underway in Oxnard, California. You got the morning show will be out there. KNC, now KNC will be out there on Monday to kick things off for the wall-to-wall 105 through the fan coverage of Cowboys training camp. And in case you didn't already know, there is no better place to get the latest, greatest, and all the inside information, the scoops, everything else right here on 105 through the fan when it comes to your Dallas Cowboys station and just the best coverage of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm an 8.3 when it comes to my excitement level on a 1 to 10 scale. Blake is a 6.2?
6.3.
Okay, so you're 6.3. I'm 8.3 when it comes to how excited we are for this Dallas Cowboys team heading into the 2025 NFL season. Trevor, I don't know. I know you're going to be at Windstar and Choctaw, you know, at the. Now, are you going to be at the Uno tables or where are you going to be
those
at?
Those weekends are rough for me, you know. Got to get there.
You're a busy guy.
Got to deal them.
With the purple vest.
If I'm lucky, I might get some blackjack tables. But,
I was going to say. Are you excited about your new Uno tables that you'll be dealing at?
I'm about a 5.6 on the Uno tables, but a 5.7 for the Cowboys.
5.7. So you're actually lower than Blake on your excitement level for the Dallas Cowboys. Poor K.
I've had a lot of expectations throughout the years.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not having high expectations.
Mm.
If they meet the expectations or surpass them, great, awesome. But I'm just not there anymore.
Can I give a Mavericks update that we forgot to give earlier in the show?
Oh,
positive.
Oh,
Derek Lively. Per
Mark oh yeah, Stein, no, I saw that earlier.
Derek Lively recently had a procedure done on his right foot to get the bone spurs removed. He is already out of his walking boots, so he should be ready for the start of training camp for the Dallas Mavericks. So I guess they just removed the part that was giving him trouble. So they've got a whole new staff. They got a trainer that actually has a certificate.
They do.
We got
they got the guy from the Bulls, I think, didn't they? Yeah.
You got AD that just got the eye stuff. So it seems like
they reattached his eyeball.
Derek Lively's getting the bone spurs taken out. Kyrie's rehabbing. Seems like all the stuff that needs to happen.
Real, actual medical.
Is happening. So hopefully, other than Kyrie, by the start of training camp, this team should be pretty healthy.
You know, you guys know I Tolo. G-Bag threw out there Derek Lively. And
as far as trading him?
Is he a guy that, you know, you're not going to say out loud that you would trade him. But if the right deal came across.
Yeah. We've talked about this. And we were probably one of the first shows to say we were okay with moving him. But now it seems like Gafford's the hot trade target. So
well, his contract
I'm very happy with both of them being on my team. Or if one gets moved and we get a good player. I think the Mavs are just in a good spot.
Yeah.
You have two starting centers on your team. So either go into the season, you have two really good centers, or you move one of them and get another good role player. It's a win-win situation, in my opinion.
No, it absolutely is. I mean, you feel good about it, and depending on what you get back. Okay, last thing, and we'll move on to Joseph Hoyt. If you had to get rid of Lively or Gafford for LeBron, mm-hmm. If I told you, all right, you got one of those two, and
I'm moving off Gafford because at that point, this is maybe will make sense, but like
even after he came on the show.
No, I just feel like you're getting. No, I love Gafford, and Gafford's gonna succeed wherever he goes, and love his agent too. Shout out Jules,
we're a fan.
But I just feel like with LeBron, AD, Coop, like you got a good amount of, you got some thick boys, you got a little bit of size. I don't mind having my lanky, rim running, athletic guy there with Lively, and having Gafford there. Like I don't know how much. I don't know. I just feel like Lively's just...
Gafford's 26, 27. The nice thing about Derek Lively, and I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that, because I don't disagree. Plus, with Derek Lively, we feel like these are growing pain injuries that he's going through right now. Yeah. A lot of feet, a lot of lower body extremity type things. You've gotten a taste for what he can do when healthy, and he's a plug-and-play guy next to Cooper Flagg. Right, he's the future of your Duke team. Guys. Yeah, no, like you've got a solid duo moving forward. I'd say you wouldn't have one with Gafford. You wouldn't have one with Gafford, but I mean the kid's barely 21 years old.
Yeah, you've got a young team right there. Two young guys you can build.
You're set for the next decade, provided he doesn't get hurt again, and this guy can stay healthy. So the bone spurs are gone. He's gonna be 21. You got to figure. All right, he's probably done growing at this point. All right. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a good chance that, you know, his body was still mature. I mean, for all we know, this kid could be 7'1 when it's all said and done. 7'2. Who knows?
Weren't there reports of him being 7'3 or something like that? Yeah.
With the hair? I have heard that.
Trevor, I also just DM'd you a clip of Nico Harrison talking about Kyrie Irving. So after we play this Joseph Hoyt, we'll have Nico Harrison talking about Kyrie Irving's injury as well.
I'm here for it. All right. This is, all right. So Blake and I are, Trevor is just burnout. And tired of getting hurt. I'm talking about the Cowboys. Not anything else. Not your vest.
What am I burnout about? What do you mean?
Not the vest. But not yes, the Cowboys. The Cowboys. Or not your life. Just Cowboys in general. I'm at 8.3. Blake's biggest contention with this Cowboys team in 2025 is the defense.
Defensive line.
All right. Well, I mean, you start with the secondary too. Yeah. So. And I'm going to remember that when we go in the locker room and, you know, after they post their first shutout, I'll be like, wow, what about this defense? It's not very good, huh?
When they play the Eagles?
That Blake Elliott guy from the fan.
Dude, the Eagles are going to drop 35.
We'll see. Let's calm down, okay? Let's wait and see. This is Joseph Hoyt, who just recently joined Dallas Morning News. He was on All City Dallas. This is him joining the G-Bag Nation earlier, talking about his expectations for the Cowboys defense.
I don't, but I think it kind of goes back to a lot of the acquisitions they made. You know, I mean, if Kenneth Murray, you know, is the guy that can be that kind of electric, you know, kind of, Will linebacker that comes downhill and kind of is what DeMarvin Overshown brought last year and can harness that athletic ability, I think that's great for him. But if he's the guy that gets lost in coverage and, you know, is struggling, then, you know, I think that could be kind of a weakness for them. And then you pair what happens in the secondary. You know, Donovan Wilson wasn't ready to go yet. I mean, obviously there's confidence that he will be. You know, Malik Hooker dealt with some injuries in minicamp. Again, confidence he will be. But, you know, there's just question marks all over that defense. And I think, you know, when you talk about their run defense, that's just going to be another big factor. And, you know, I think in terms of defensively, like Micah Parsons' pass rush is something I'll never worry about, right? Mm-hmm. But one thing I've kind of talked about with people in terms of what could Micah Parsons actually miss out on by not – being at practice, and people say, you know, maybe it's just the football shape ability, quote unquote, of battling in the run game, you know? So if Micah signs a deal, you know, before, you know, the Wednesday before they play Philly, you know, and next thing you know, Philly's got Saquon running right at him and, you know, Jordan Mailata and a couple other guys doing their thing. It's, you know, I tend to wonder how that would affect Micah Parsons in a holdout. So they have the talent and the ability to be better than they were defensively, I think, last year. But the question marks remain, and I think we're going to need some answers there before we can declare them, you know, being better in Matt Eberflus' system.
Okay, so he shares a lot of the same sentiments that you do. as far as this Cowboys defense is concerned. So,
I mean, yes, could they be great? Could every player who played average
look, they're not
gonna
be good? They're not going to be great. I think we all agree. And again, I'm not naive to think that this defense is going to suddenly be some sort of juggernaut. They just don't have the personnel.
They don't.
To your point, like, guys would have to play over their heads.
Especially when you look at like that linebacking core. I think we all like it better than we did last year, obviously, if you had Overshown as well. But like, even if they play their best, I think there's an obvious ceiling. Like, you've got a
They'll definitely be better than last year, yeah. I think, from the linebacker position. I think the depth and the defense itself is going into this year.
Maybe they have better. A higher floor.
Yes.
Same ceiling.
I think the ceiling... it's a glass ceiling for sure, though, right? Like, if Jack Sanborn plays out of his mind, if Murray becomes a guy that is a lot better than people think he is, or you know, somehow plays better than what he did at Tennessee, all right, you know, and Luafau takes a major jump. So
what position group for you has to take the biggest jump for them to, you know, go to that next level? If you had to pick a position group, for me, I'm gonna go with like the corner specifically.
I'm just going to name one player. I mean, and not to sound lazy, but Mozzie Smith could change the entire tenor of this defense.
I agree. If he's a dog, like if he all of a sudden is just like borderline, I don't want to say just, Pro Bowl, but just like...
Just good. Just like, a run still, like a guy that is a disruptor. Exactly. Like if you're talking about, what number is he, 58? If all of a sudden... We're talking after games, and I'm sure you and I'll do plenty of post games in this upcoming season, post to the post game. You know, we did a couple post games last year, and I mean, it was always crunk in some of these post games, especially, and these were losses that we covered early on in the season. If Mozzie Smith can find a way to be a disruptor next to Osa, next to Solomon Thomas, all right. Next to what you've got going on the defensive ends, whether it's a Fowler, whether it's a Sam Williams, whether it's a Marshawn Nealon, all right, you might have something there. Like I really believe that one guy could set the tone for your defense because, like you said, Blake, I don't know that you've got, and it's kind of like what Denton Day said. Commanders don't have that dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, don't get me wrong. Osa's good, but is he that dude? Could be. Maybe you'll become that dude, all right? Solomon Thomas was supposed to be a dude. Didn't quite parlay it into it. Now, is he a good veteran guy? Is he a good...
Peyton Turner.
Man, I totally forgot about him. I think we all forgot about him.
New Orleans Saints.
Seriously. I want to say he went to, like, what, UTSA maybe?
Sure.
I think. All right, what you got? You got some Nico love?
Yeah. Trevor, you got the audio? Okay, so this is Nico Harrison in the last summer league game. Talking about Kyrie Irving and how he is attacking his injury rehab. And now he may
Kyrie's working hard.
Come back early.
Playing a lot of defense.
Kyrie's ahead of schedule, but we kind of knew he would be because the way he attacks his rehab. And, you know, he's going 2 and 3 times a day. But we don't want him to rush it as much as he wants to rush it. But he's going to be fine.
There you go. Short and sweet.
Dude, I'm on the Nico bandwagon.
One more time for us.
One more time.
Kyrie's ahead of schedule, but we kind of knew he would be because the way he attacks his rehab. And, you know, he's going 2 and 3 times a day. But we don't want him to rush it as much as he wants to rush it. But he's going to be fine.
He's smiling the whole time he's saying that, too.
He's watching Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg's just standing next to him at this point because Cooper Flagg's done playing. Cooper Flagg was also iced out. Did you see him? A little chain on?
I saw that. I mentioned it yesterday when we were on the air, but you didn't hear me.
Oh.
The 32?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nico just sounds so much different.
Did you see some of the celebrities that were at the Summer League game for Cooper Flagg? It was Allen Iverson was there. For Cooper Flagg versus Bronny. Cooper Flagg versus Bronny, the first one. No, maybe it was the second one. I think it was the second game.
Okay.
It's all happening.
I didn't think AI was there the first game.
Second game. Allen Iverson was there, I think. Cedric the Entertainer was there.
Okay.
We know LeBron was there. There was somebody else. The people from Ted Lasso, both the main characters from Ted Lasso were there.
Jason Sudeikis or whatever?
Yeah.
Can we just... I'm sorry. I'm not a Ted Lasso guy.
I'm not either.
I watched the first couple episodes.
I was
going to
say, before
corny.
Before Trevor says a word, he takes me as a Ted Lasso guy.
Are you
a Ted Lasso guy?
That whole segment was Ted Lasso.
Be a goldfish.
We could call that last segment sponsored by Ted Lasso.
All right. Okay.
Look, I love... your good news, everybody segment. I really do. No, and I'm not saying that to be
Trevor's
a smart
just
ass.
A ball of energy. A no, ball you, of good
a
vibes.
Ball of positive vibes, 100%. All right. When, and I'm not, and that's why you are the perfect yin to our yang. Okay.
We're just so grumpy.
Because we're skeptics through and through. Okay. Like Blake's like my little brother skeptic. All right. You guys already know where I'm at on this scale. Ted Lasso, to me, I mean, look, I'm rewatching The Wire. Okay, that tells you all you need to know about where Fred's head's at.
You know what Kevin Walker needed yesterday? He needed Trevor in here when he was doing that scenario.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
It's going to be okay, man.
100%.
Just be positive.
100%.
Me and Fred absolutely grilling him on every question.
I mean, I texted him after the show last night. I wasn't not about what y'all were doing because I do think sometimes you need hard love.
Yeah.
I believe
tough
that.
Love. Tough love. Tough,
well, that's what I'm saying. I guess that's,
listen here.
But also, as I was watching on YouTube and everything, and I saw Kevin's countenance change, that's what I was like, dang, Kevin is getting put through the ringer here. So, but I respect what y'all did because I do think you need to.
In the words of Anchorman, that really jumped up a notch, didn't it?
Exactly. Hey, that's a movie. I'm glad that's a movie you've watched.
Anchorman? Yeah. Hello.
Anchorman 1 and 2.
Anchorman 2 was terrible.
It was.
But, you know what? I shot my boy a text message after the show last night. Old Khaki Kev. That's my guy. Don't get it twisted.
He sent me a message on Twitter trying to help me out with my...
With your segment?
My segment.
He's a fatty. He is a tireless worker. I told him, I said, and I'll just, I'm not going to tell you everything I told him, but I will say, look, I did get into a little bit of dad mode with you last night. Okay. Because he, as I've said time and time again, as I've got my three illegitimates here, Dylon, Cack, and Ghetto Jake Ray.
This is the last chance for the AL. Two outs left. They're down 4-6.
And I think we got our
final two outs.
Bobby Witt, I think, has got another at bat left as well. All right, top five. Here we go. In honor of Mumsnet, top five women over 40. Okay? Top five. And you take that however you want to take it. Top five women over 40. Coming up next. Another great read by the one, the only, Mr. Trevor, the creator. One out. Top nine, Jazz Chisholm at the plate. And it's a 5-6 ball game. So our boy Bobby Witt is at second base. And what a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What a pull there by the first baseman there from Atlanta. Bobby does get to third base now. So you've got a runner on third, DFW zone, Bobby Witt. Third base, and now I'll tell you what, that was a hell of a snag there by the first baseman.
That snag might have saved the game.
Ooh,
what a snag with the game on the line. Yeah, is that Olson?
Looks like it.
Yeah, what Matt, a snag.
Matt Olson. Yeah, because if he doesn't get that, Bobby Witt's scoring, we got a tie game.
And you got a guy on first.
Yeah, seriously. Hell, probably gets a second, though, if that ball gets passed.
Correct.
Okay, so here we go. Top five women over 40, and we're doing this in honor of Mumsnet, where we've got the gym in the UK hating on women over 24. I said, you know what? Over 24 is a little too easy. Let's go over 40. All right, keep it simple. And, you know, look, I'm 44. So, you know, this is my wheelhouse right here. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. My number five, Shakira. Okay, she's from my grandmother's hometown. She's fine, and she's a hell of a singer. So, and her hips don't lie. And she's 48 years old. So there you go. Shakira is Fred's number five.
Do we think the AL or the NL is going to win this? Make your call.
Well, I'm going to go with the NL.
I'm going to go with the AL.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with a two-run Jimmy Jack right here.
Gutsy call by you. I mean, this is it. One ball, two strikes. We don't like to do play-by-play here, so we'll let you know what happens here with this next swing. All right, number five for you is?
Penelope Cruz.
Ooh, I flirted.
Spanish mommy!
I flirted with the idea of putting Penelope Cruz on my list.
At what she looks like now.
Still fine.
Still fine. As all good as she is, married to Javier Bardem.
Bardem from, you may know him as Ashton. What was his name? Ashton.
Kutcher?
No.
That's the only Ashton I know.
What the hell was his name in? Anton Chigurh in No Country for Old Men.
Now she is in Pirates of the Caribbean.
You guys haven't seen No Country for Old Men?
I've seen No Country for Old Men. Okay. That name didn't pop in my brain.
Okay.
So.
I would say most people probably know her from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm not a huge Penelope Cruz fan.
Oh, wow. Bad take.
That's just me.
Like her looks? Like you don't think she looks good?
Wow. Yeah.
Look her up right now. Look her up right now on your computer. Exactly. Do you know what
bad
she looks
news,
like?
Everyone.
Bad news, Trevor.
Bad news, everyone. Bad news, everyone. Trevor isn't a Penelope Cruz fan.
Oh, Quinn, you gotta run that out. You gotta run that out. You gotta run that out.
Wow.
That almost looked like a bunt.
That did look like a bunt. All right. We've got a tie game 6-6.
I mean, that couldn't have worked out better.
That was hilarious. Okay. Penelope Cruz, your number five. Yeah. Your number five.
I want to hear what your number five is, Trevor.
Roseanne Barr.
Now y'all are going to crap on all of my numbers now.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Probably. Like you're about to get the Kevin. You're about to get the Khaki Kevin treatment. Go ahead.
Sandra Bullock is my number five.
Wow. Overrated.
Overrated.
Let me look at her now.
Sandra Bullock, you know what? I tell you what, she was fine in what was that movie she was in? The Blind Side. Yeah. Although we hear that may not have been the whole truth.
Yeah, well, we are hearing that.
But she's a lovely. All these ladies.
They're all lovely.
See, the only thing as a child, Sandra I thought they Bullock were attractive, now, and they've just only aged phenomenal.
Now she's wearing too much eye makeup, mascara. Like her eyes are—it's like a black hole.
Listen, you know what?
As long as Trevor likes her, that's all that matters.
You don't have to come after my list here, okay? My number four is. Well, Sofia Vergara, so let's see you come after that one there, okay. Boy.
Well, the fact you have her at four is where I'm at.
I was going to say, your 3-2-1 must be pretty dope.
It is very dope. Okay. It's a story of my life here. So.
Wow. Okay, dope,
wow.
Man.
Oh.
Pharmacist. My number four.
Touching his phone.
This is a woman that's been doing it for a while. She's been on TV shows.
Well, they all have.
It's
close 40.
She's been doing on TV shows. She's done reality TV. Give me Heidi Klum. The number four.
Okay. That's an interesting pull.
Getting my older ladies in there.
Heidi Klum at number four. That's a hell of a pull by you. All right. My number four, Lucy Liu.
Okay. I need to look her up. How do I spell that? L-U-C-L-O-O?
Charlie's Angels. You ever seen Charlie Angels?
L-U-C-Y-L-O-O?
Lucy, common spelling. L-I-U.
Okay. Let's see what she's looking
Lucy.
I'll give a rating.
Don't sleep on Lucy.
Like,
am I looking at the wrong pictures?
No,
I mean, at four? Am I missing something?
At my four.
Do I need to type in like.
My ladies are over 50, by the way.
I was going to say, like, Lucy Liu's 56.
Mine are older, so.
Lucy Liu is 56.
In my opinion, that's your first mess. But maybe I'm looking at the wrong pictures, though. But it's.
Yeah, no, Lucy Liu's.
Charlie's Angels.
Can we say
Lucy
she's
Liu?
A dog? No, that's not the way.
This one, she looks good right here.
Yeah, I know she looks good, but it's her body of work. All right, let's remember that.
Like this picture right here, Trevor, that I've got zoomed
Lucy
in.
Lucy Liu was cold-blooded back in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like, a good picture. Charlie's but that's Angel, the only Lucy one that looks
was,
like that.
Was yeah. almost good. Like, I think she looked better than Cameron Diaz in that movie. Lucy and
Liu
what's
was,
her name?
Lucy Liu was
Drew
a killer.
Barrymore.
She had a show. I can't remember what show she was on, but no, Lucy Liu. Dadgum, I can't think what show she was on, but okay. no, Lucy. Because there was something else she had. Because, hey, she had a 5 to 10 year run there mm-hmm. in the late 90s to, wasn't she on Ally McBeal,
Did
too?
Did they get the out? Is that
I couldn't
why?
Tell you. Again, the only thing I know her from is Charlie's,
Charlie's Angels. All right, so Lucy Liu was my number four. My number three, Regina King.
Yeah, okay. I know who she is. I just want to remind myself
King.
Who she looks
Regina
like.
King is
Thank
a
God
slept
cool.
on hottie. All right. And she's been in
Regina King.
So many movies. Okay, what?
I liked Regina King on accident.
Okay, see,
I can
that's...
Yeah.
No, Regina
but
King
But again,
is...
but the ladies that are on my list...
My list blows y'all out, by the way. I'm looking at y'all's list. Y'all, you got to like think about like, oh, this one picture she looks good at. All five of mine are baddies, no matter what picture you click on.
You know, maybe I'm looking at the inside as well.
How?
What color, Fred?
The inside of her soul. How about that? Mm-hmm. Regina King,
to
number
me,
three.
That's two misses in a row by Fred. Three and four if we're adding
oh
Trevor's
gosh.
List. You guys are dropping the ball list, but don't worry.
Heidi Klum.
Don't worry, Blake's
what
got
was your number four?
It was Penelope Ooh. Cruz and Heidi Klum.
That's right. That's
two
right.
bangers. Okay. And at number three, let's keep up the bangers. Let's go Halle Berry. At number three.
I knew you were going to go with Halle Berry, so I left her off my list.
Of
she's
course,
on my honorable
of
mention.
Of course she's going to be on my list.
Too. She's on my honorable
she's
mention.
She's a beautiful woman that yeah. every year she somehow looks even better. Yeah.
No, she's great. I mean, you know, she's divorced half of Hollywood, but go ahead.
See, this is baddies. This isn't
yeah. no, I get it.
Work of work and who they've mm-hmm. dated and how their movies are.
Swordfish? Thank you. That's
no,
all I
she
need
was fine. She was fine.
I'm going to have my computer ready to look at whatever random girl that Trevor says next. Go ahead.
Again, my two here are could have the argue to be number one. Yeah. So number three for me is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Tell you what, I saw that red carpet.
Yeah, whatever that. I literally saw it. And
I'm looking
like,
at it right now, 11 hours ago, black dress, red hair.
Yeah.
It looks like your average... White girl.
Okay. All right.
Nothing well, special. I mean,
this is hard.
But that's kind
forever.
Of what that's. I mean, that fits Trevor's MO.
Heidi Klum looks exotic, and that's to me. I'm looking at these women are all yeah. exotic.
I mean, oh, because Shakira's not exotic. Lucy Liu's exotic. All right.
Lucy Liu was
Asian so, women age well. So boom.
No, but that's. I don't know.
Again, you see,
I'm too, being critical
of
y'all's list.
You're too young to appreciate Lucy Liu. That's the problem.
I
you're too young to appreciate Lucy Liu.
I said, are we going to have a look now?
That's
you
exactly
said
what
yes.
I said. Yes.
So it doesn't matter if I'm too young. I'm talking about what she looks right
now.
She
looks good
now.
She looks all right
she
now.
She looks damn good right
she
now.
She looks all right.
Get out of here. All right.
I would love to look at a text line right now because they know my list is wiping y'all's list.
That's what it is. My
list is wiping y'all's
list. My number two is Selma Hayek. And again, another argument for number one for me, Selma Hayek is... Dawn Before, what is it? Gooden, the Tarantino movie. Dust Before Dawn, that movie changed my life. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Quentin Tarantino, for that beautiful scene.
I've got no bad things to say about that. Number two was it's a great one. Okay. I got the same one. I just realized, that was the top of the ninth. I was like, was there no outs? We're at the bottom of the
ninth. Bottom of the ninth now.
Aroldis Chapman, who loves blowing games, is on the mound for the AL.
It's a touch and go right here. Touch and go. All right, you're number two.
Same thing.
Selma.
Oh, Selma?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Like I said, I left her off my list because I knew you guys were going to go with it,
But it's a goated list, man.
Nah, I mean, look, I like to think outside the box. I dipped into the sports world for my number two.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Doris?
Dipped into the sports world for my number two. Hope Solo.
Oh, she's over 40, dang.
43.
That's not bad. She likes to beat people up, but that's not bad.
I'll tell you what.
No, Hope Solo looks phenomenal.
She can beat me up anytime.
That is a great ass.
She's
43.
She's 43. Hope Solo. It got a little cray cray. All right. So you know what that means. I started to. I fell asleep. I need to get back to it. But
it's not great. But
what a great ad. I fell asleep.
Look. Hope Solo, goated as far as I'm concerned. I'm all for it.
So you had two good ones on your list. Trevor's had like one and a half.
Okay. Wow.
Y'all are coming up.
You got to look, Regina King is, you got to appreciate her body of work.
That's not
what
we're doing.
And she's still fine today. She's still fine today.
We said good looking women right now, not
she's
body
still
of work.
Good now no, she's still good looking today.
The first thing you just said, you got to appreciate her body of work. Why? I'm talking about what does she look like? She's supposed to Instagram selfie right now. Who would you say is the best looking? That's what we're doing right now.
Regina King is still solid. Okay, so like I said, I like my women to have a little bit of depth. Okay. I like my women to have a little bit of depth.
Do you
Thank
now?
You very much.
Do you know?
I do.
Depth
I do.
Where? Where? That? In the hips.
In their minds. Number one for me. Number one for me.
We should all have
Rosie
the same
O'Donnell.
Number one.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell's crazy. Hillary Clinton.
Oh, wow. That's disgusting. Olivia Munn.
Shut
have
up.
Look, have to look her up.
Olivia Munn.
Shut up.
M-U-N-N.
You know who Olivia Munn is?
I'm sure I do. What do you once
mean,
I look
do
at
I
picture?
Know who Olivia... What? No, I just it just came to me
I think you're saying
now.
It to me.
Oh, no, I'm talking to you, Fred.
Of course I know who
she
Olivia...
She doesn't look 40. Dang, she
she's
looks
45.
Good.
45.
No, she looks good. But yeah. She also looks like... If she told me she was 28, I'd believe her.
No, wow. Olivia Munn is...
That's
tell
a
what,
miss by me. She
I'll
looks
you,
good.
I'll tell you where... And if you know, you know. I saw Olivia Munn
wow.
in the show... Newsroom
every
on
picture,
HBO.
Every picture she looks good on.
No, Olivia Munn is
she's a supermodel.
Fred, you're blowing my mind right now. I want
what,
you to
why?
Know that because this is. I grew up watching Olivia Munn on a show
we know
called Attack of the Show, which is a very nerdy show. She yeah. jumped in a giant cream pie.
Wow,
wow,
Trevor. Oh, okay, well, Trevor's like, how can I make
holy
this
mackerel? You know she
one.
Dated Aaron Rodgers too.
She did, but.
I mean, so, you know, she kind of got a little bit of fame from that. But no, Olivia Munn is silly hot.
I mean, I'm going to blow
silly hot. Like, I agree.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
She's my number one.
Oh, yeah. No,
which
Olivia,
is what I'm saying. But
yeah.
I, the fact that you knew who this was blows me away.
Olivia Munn is Olivia Munn. Like, now, maybe it's crazy that we both thought she was hot, number one hot, but dude, Olivia Munn is.
No, that's a miss by me. That's my first miss, and I'm glad y'all have it on her because she's hot. Every picture I've looked at, she looks
no,
high.
There's no...
And this is right in Blake's wheelhouse.
Olivia
this,
Munn don't miss.
This is Blake's
okay.
type right here.
Olivia Munn don't
like she's
miss.
Cool. Like, I would hang out with her. Like, this...
Okay, that, have you seen... I'll tell you what. She's in that new show on Apple, Friends and Neighbors, with
okay.
John Hamm.
Might have to watch it.
Oh.
Yeah. yeah. That's fine. Okay.
Don't need subtitles.
No, you don't need subtitles. And it's actually kind of a funny show, too.
You can watch it on mute.
Because John Hamm, well, no, I mean, you're going to need to watch it. Because John Hamm from Mad Men fame is pretty damn good in it as well.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, Olivia Munn, my
wow.
number one.
I'm happy that we did this list because I just learned.
You got learned up today.
I learned up. My number one, Sophia. I think it's pretty obvious. Batty at 53. Not much else to say other than... Probably the best age woman that's popular, at least. I'm sure there's some random girl that we don't know on the internet, but
someone
that's on the internet that is aged gracefully and just looks like a work.
Do you guys have any honorable mentions?
Nope.
So I've got a handful of honorable
Olivia
mentions.
Munn.
Marissa Tomei.
Ooh.
Her is Peter Parker's aunt. I was like, hold on. Like she didn't look that old, so that's why I was like.
So I rattled off some honorable mentions.
I got one.
Yeah,
Padma Lakshmi.
Who's she? No one knows who she is. Who
look
is
her
she?
Up. Look up on your
all
computer.
All right, I'm so. Sure.
Padma Lakshmi.
All right. All right. So my and again, some of this is okay. Maybe not like smoke show hot, but I still want to talk to him. Mary J. Blige.
Sure.
I just want her to sing to me.
Rub your back a little bit.
That's it.
About what's on the inside.
That's it. Want her to sing, and I don't care. She can sing whatever she wants. Doris Burke.
Stop.
Doris
Stop,
Burke.
Bro.
Stop.
I want to talk basketball with her.
Okay, so what are we
didn't
doing
It didn't have
now?
To be physical.
I thought we were doing hottest women.
No, we said women over 40.
Right,
that's all we
right,
said.
You're right.
All we said was women over
hot.
40. Okay?
Whatever.
He
look,
said he could take it any way you want.
And I sure as hell did, okay? So Doris Burke is one of mine. Jennifer Love Hewitt, you already touched on. Dolly Parton.
She'd be
as
fun
well.
What are we doing? Building a retirement home?
Dolly Parton is a legend,
yeah,
bro.
That's see, you keep a legend.
Hey, you wouldn't want to spend a night with Dolly Parton? I would.
All right.
Minnie Driver. That's an old callback from back
no,
in the day.
If Dolly Parton walked up to me, I would be scared for my life.
Well,
she
good
looks
for
scary.
You. Okay, well, you know
she
what? Call
scary.
Fred. Fred will take care of it for
then
you.
Then she start talking, and you'd be like,
and I think
so
her
funny.
Husband just died, so boom.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I'm not about Minnie Driver.
We saw Dolly Parton. Yeah. We were close to her.
When?
Cowboy Stadium. She dressed up.
Dolly Parton?
Cheerleader. She put on the Cowboys uniform.
Oh.
Sang right
was
in front
that,
of us.
Was that at the game?
That was
yeah,
at the game.
That was at the game, yeah.
She literally dressed up as a Cowboys cheerleader.
Look, I'm not, again, not everything has to be intimate. Okay. I want to have a conversation.
You already had your moment. That's what I'm saying. We were there. Nah,
we need a little one-on-one time. And again, doesn't have to be intimate. And then last but certainly not least, Nelly Furtado.
Are we naming pitchers now?
No. Nelly Furtado.
Is that the Rangers reliever?
Look, Nelly Furtado, if you know, you know. All right. That's it. I'll tell you what.
What? Your list is all over the place, my guy. I just looked her up. What in the world?
Yeah. Get you some. All right. Coming up next, final segment of the program.
I don't know what half these women do.
Don't go anywhere. Hey, now. I almost said something I shouldn't have. Glad to have you guys on board. Let's see. From the 972, Dolly Parton in the 30s. What's up, baddie? She's like, what, 75 now? Again, not everything's got to be intimate, boys. Okay, sometimes you just got to learn. You know, she was married the entire time. Is Emma Stone over 40? I don't know. We're getting some Natalie Portman love. Scarlett Jones, don't know who she is.
Well, I think he's trying to say Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
She just turned 40 last November. I didn't realize she would probably, her and Olivia Munn would be.
Nah, give me Scarlett. Or tell you what, she was great in Lost in Translation.
She's great in a lot of things. Have you ever seen her?
No.
No? Okay. Never mind. We won't get into that then.
Let's see. We left Eva Longoria off our list.
Not bad. I mean,
good,
she's
good, not great.
Yeah,
you know.
That's where
I mean, she's. I mean, maybe on my honorable mention. Let's see here. You know who else we forgot? Angela Bassett.
Did we?
Yeah, I did. From the 979, Oprah.
Did you look up Padma like I told you to?
No, I didn't.
Look up Padma Lakshmi.
Angela Bassett. Okay, yeah.
We'll look it up after the show's over.
She's pretty. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you're seeing her right here?
Let's see. No Kate Beckinsale or Mina Kunis discredits all three lists from you guys.
Kate Beckinsale is.
We did forget Mila. We did forget Mila.
I mean, Mila?
Sorry about that.
It's
one.
Mila,
whatever. I'll tell you who else.
Is she over 40?
Oh, easy, dude. She's probably pushing. I think she's pushing 50.
Damn, Jackie.
I think she's pushing 50.
She's 41.
Can't control the weather.
Pushing 50. She's barely 40. I think she's pushing 50.
See, she's not high on my list,
her
bro.
And Ted, though.
She was good in Ted, but like I said, she's not high on my list.
She's somebody that I would hang out with, though. Like, that's one of those girls.
Is there other girls in here you would not hang out with?
Not
she's someone I would allow. I would allow hanging out with her. I would allow it.
Who on our list wouldn't you hang out with, I think, is the real question.
That's fair.
Dolly Parton?
No, I would hang. I told you I'd hang out with Dolly Parton.
I knew you would. I appreciate it.
Wait, who did you just say before that? You said somebody right before Dolly Parton.
Angela Bassett.
No, before that. Just like 9 seconds ago. You said a name, and it popped in my head. And I was like, she's hot. But I forgot. Because then y'all started talking about
Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah. Did we not mention her?
No, we didn't.
Not on any of our lists.
She's at 40 years old.
She's at 40.
That's why.
We said over.
So we're kicking her off the list.
Kicking her off.
Megan Good. But is she over 40?
Let's look at her. Megan.
Great question. Somebody from
she's 43, somebody, and she looks good.
No, she does. Let's see what you did there.
She looks phenomenal.
From the 945, y'all don't sleep on Susie Colbert. I will go narcoleptic on Susie Colbert. Thank you.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Very much.
The anchor? I love the hair. The hair's giving a little bit of spice.
I mean, you know what? I'll tell you what. Shame on me. I'd kick it with Susie.
No, there's no shame on. She looks good, like straight up.
Susie?
There's,
yeah.
No, wait. I am looking at, I think, old pictures.
Yeah, I was going to say. Is it her next to Joe Namath?
Okay. She still looks good, though.
Yeah. Not bad.
She still
Stacey looks good. Dash.
Is there just a lot of good-looking women? Is that what we're figuring out?
Was she in Clueless?
I mean, I kind of already knew that, but I'm glad you're,
Stacey
you know.
Stacey Dash.
Welcome to the party.
I'm looking at Stacey Dash now, and it's not anything.
Absolutely. She's okay. Got them eyes.
Don't get me wrong. I love this picture right here. Who will vote for Stacey Dash for Congress? Great picture.
Yeah.
Great picture. The rest, not so much. The red lipstick for me. When older women start doing the heavy red lipstick, has never been attractive to me.
Not a fan.
Are you a fan of lipstick in general? I'm not. I like lip gloss. Don't get me wrong. Nice, juicy lips. Lipstick, especially red, when it doesn't match the rest of your makeup palette, not a fan from Blake Elliott.
Okay, real quick.
Did we win?
So here's what's going on. So they don't do extra innings anymore.
I like this, though.
I do.
When did
they start doing this?
No idea.
Is this always
no idea?
When did this become a thing? So in case you're wondering, and we all are apparently today years old, finding out that it's kind of like a shootout in hockey and soccer, where, and you know what? I don't hate this.
They just get one pitch?
I think they just get one pitch.
No, they get three swings.
Oh, they get three swings. Okay.
I was like, shut up.
Yeah, there you go.
They get three swings to hit a home run. So can you get three home runs on your marker?
Yes, you can get three home runs.
Okay.
So you get all three out.
Yeah, you're doing all right. So Schwarber hit, I think, two. Or did he hit all three? Schwarber might hit all three because they were down 3-1, I think, just now. Yeah, so Schwarber hit all three home runs.
We're doing interviews.
No, they're down to the final two. Aranda and Alonso. So Aranda's got to hit at least one to tie this thing up. So
it's three players each. Do you get to choose the three, I'm guessing? Just pick whatever three you want?
I'm guessing you do, yeah.
Was it who was next due up in the lineup? Is that who goes? Or is it just you get to choose your three?
That would be cool. But I don't know. I didn't watch it whenever it was.
No, because a Rosarena. I think you get to pick who does it. Because a Rosarena, I saw him at bat during the game.
Schwarber did hit three. Stover's hit one.
I just think you still have to be on the rod. Like, you have to be as a player that's not pulled already.
Oh, so someone who got pulled earlier can't do this.
I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's true, though.
Where are you getting that information from?
I think, look, who cares? I mean,
you're
literally able to hit home runs, right? I mean, we're literally.
You wouldn't have Juan Soto be your guy?
Where's Shohei Ohtani? Why is he not in there? I mean, if you had Shohei,
Aaron Judge, you wouldn't have up there. I think again, that's.
I'm kind of agreeing with Trevor. There's
it.
Probably a reason because we got Stovers in there, who was the 9-hole hitter who's hit twice in this game.
And a Rosarena I did see at the end of the game. So yeah, you're probably right about that. Then so maybe it is the last final three guys. Did that count?
No, it hit the wall.
Oh,
see, I would. This is it. I would like it if you got to choose.
I was going
to
say, give me Shohei, Judge.
the golden bat.
Now that would be dope.
You got,
thanks, Banana Ball.
You got Paul Skeens throwing at him. He's trying to strike him out.
Seriously, just throwing heat. Just throwing smoke over there. All right, so we'll keep you posted. Aranda's down to the final swing. I think
that's a lot of nerves.
Oh, a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure right here. Mm.
You got to wait for the perfect.
Oh, he's waiting. He's waiting for this thing just right down Main Street. And so we've got a...
And
no, got under that. That's going to do it.
And that's when we swing that.
That's going to do it.
AL loses.
And the NL in a home runoff wins the ball game 6-6, I guess, in extras.
4-9.
I don't know how this counts. You know what? Shout out to Bay. I mean, it's an all star game.
Yeah, that is literally the score is 6-6.
NL wins for the win, 4-3. All right. So tomorrow you've got no sports from baseball. I guess we'll probably have some WNBA going on. As a matter of fact, here's what we got going on tomorrow. I'm glad you got it. Do we want to do another Know Your Foe? Today we did the Commanders. I thought Denton Day gave us some good information on the Commanders. All right. What are we thinking tomorrow? Do we want Philly or do we want the Giants for tomorrow?
Give me the Giants.
All right. So we'll effort to get a Giants reporter on the show tomorrow. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have to move up top five. And we've got Haiku Hump Day tomorrow as well. All right. So Grant Afseth. Friend of the, I always get his name messed up. Is it Afseth?
Afseth.
Let's see.
It's fair. It took me a long time to say it right.
Grant Afseth.
You got summer league tomorrow.
Well, anyway, who is it? Are any of the top picks even still playing?
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, we're at the point now with that where they shut it down. Like they play them 2 or 3 games. Yeah.
Anybody
and then
you
you're
care
done.
About.
I mean, you know, Johnny Furphy might be playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great. Exciting. That'll be fun.
Poster time.
All right. So we'll get a Giants reporter on tomorrow. All right. Get the pulse, if you will, of the Giants. And then we will get Grant Afseth is going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. He's coming in studio again and is going to sit with us and talk a little Dallas Mavericks because he was in Vegas for the first two summer league games. So we'll get a little, kind of behind the scenes. What's the vibes? What's the pulse? Kind of how are people feeling about Cooper Flagg and everything that went down in Las Vegas and Haiku Hump Days. Now, one of the topics is going to be Blake's Greek adventures.
Okay.
All right. So since I came up with the non-sports topic, you have to come up with the sports topic.
I can do that. You want it right now?
I mean, you got 35 seconds.
Let's go with Rangers second half expectations.
I love it. I'm eating that up. All right. So topics for the show tomorrow, Haiku Hump Day, are as follows: Blake's Greek adventures, Rangers second half. Because we did Rangers at the break last week, so that's perfect. So Rangers at the break last week. Rangers second half this week. Shout out, as always, to our guy, Denton Day. Great stuff from him. I'll tell you what. Golf clap for good news, everyone. Trevor, the creator, great stuff from you. Blake, always a pleasure. I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.